Good afternoon. I'm Paul D'Arienzo with the headlines. Reports have surfaced Monday. The International Criminal Court, known as the World Court, is preparing to issue arrest warrants against Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu and other senior officials related to the ongoing genocide in Gaza. The reports claim arrest warrants for leaders of Hamas are also being considered. The reports say the charges against Israel are for hindering the delivery of humanitarian aid to Gaza, where more than 34,000 Palestinians, mostly children, have been killed by a relentless Israeli assault. And on Tuesday, Secretary of State Antony Blinken is heading to Israel for talks. He spoke Monday at the World Economic Forum in Riyadh, Saudi Arabia. He said negotiations between Israel and Hamas are down to the wire.
Hamas has before it a proposal that is extraordinarily generous on the part of Israel. And in this moment, the only thing standing between the people of Gaza and a ceasefire is Hamas. They have to decide. And they have to decide quickly.
Israel has threatened an invasion of Rafah, the last stop for more than a million Palestinians. Blinken added Israel has yet to provide any plans on how to help the refugees. Closer to home, on the campus of Columbia University, more than 1,000 faculty and students are gathered at this hour to defend nearly 100 tents set up to protest the university's investments in Israel. Early Monday morning, University President Manoush Shafiq, in a letter to the students who have been occupying part of the campus since last week, said negotiations with students had stalled and they had until 2 p.m. to leave or face suspension from school. Outside the campus, one person was arrested Monday afternoon.
Stop the genocide! Let him go! Stop the genocide! Let him go! Stop the genocide! Let him go!
Independent journalist Katie Smith is on campus and she spoke with WBAI.
It's unclear what exactly is going to happen. The 2 p.m. deadline's already passed. Students are still in the encampment. There are tons and tons of students, I would say like a couple hundred, that are marching around in a circle.
Smith says Columbia's warning was stark.
They said that if you left before 2 p.m. and you gave your name to a university official, that you wouldn't be penalized or face any disciplinary action. The student group that have organized the encampment put out a statement urging students not to sign any such statement, even if they're supposedly for amnesty.
As of this hour, no police have arrived on campus. The number of campuses with encampments and other protests in support of Gaza has been growing by the day. Monday morning, the University of Wisconsin in Madison saw hundreds of students defend an encampment on the campus mall. In New York, encampments have been set up at CCNY, NYU, New School, FIT, and Columbia. And from Istanbul, Turkey, the Freedom Flotilla, a caravan of ships trying to bring thousands of tons of food aid to Gaza, was stymied when Guinea-Bissau, the country whose flag identifies the flotilla, a legal requirement on the high seas, said over the weekend it would withdraw their national flag, preventing the ships from sailing. Colleen Rowley is one of the international volunteers who are ready to take the perilous journey into a war zone.
And at the last minute, they did this very minimal inspection, and the inspection wasn't even over, but then they said, no, we are taking away the flag. This was already on Friday, at the last minute before we were to board. Now, Guinea-Bissau has sent more inspectors. This has been going on, I think, for at least a day, and I think it's going on again tomorrow. That status of what Guinea-Bissau will decide is at this point not known.
Rowley says she's staying as long as possible after other countries have offered to help.
Likely, Israel somehow, whether through encouragement or enticement or even maybe some kind of threat, an economic threat, that they were responsible for this last-minute decision of Guinea-Bissau to say, you can't fly with our flag.
Rowley says all they can do is wait.
It still is uncertain as to when the flotilla would actually be able to board and leave.
And on Sunday, the funeral was held for international attorney and author William Pepper, who has long asserted the convicted assassin of Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. was framed. His name is James Earl Ray. Among the dignitaries was a representative of the Vietnamese consulate in recognition of Pepper's work to help injured children during the United States war against Vietnam. William Pepper was 87 years old. Paul D'Arienzo, New York.
Oh, get there.